Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Akers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chief Hogsett. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Chief Hogsett. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chick Autry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Autry and he is out, Sissel applying the tag. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Autry and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Metzler moves to second. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metzler scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kaum for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Sissel steals second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr bunts towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Sissel moves to third. One out. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Sissel scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hogsett for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-1 in the game. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gehringer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds who is chasing the ball. Alexander reaches third base with a triple. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 0 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Autry hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0 for 1 in the game. Akers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hogsett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0 for 2 in the game. Kham hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyons moves to third. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-3 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyons scores. Metzler moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0-for-2 in the game. Akers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Ray Hayworth. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Akers moves to second. Harry Heilman pinch hits for Chief Hogsett. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Akers moves to third. Fothergill moves to second. Heine Scubble pinch runs for Harry Heilman. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Akers scores. Fothergill moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Page now pitching. Pinky Hargrave now catching. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com bunts towards the mound. Page fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoffman moves to second. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoffman moves to third. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a pop-up towards short. Akers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lyons. Gehringer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Emil Ade pinch runs for Dale Alexander. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 3 in the game. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.